I do not.
Mary had a little
lamb. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
This is better than Lifetime.
Willis and Nathan Wade were in a romantic relationship, correct?
Correct.
And it began at the time that they were both municipal court judges, correct?
I...
Objection, Your Honor, based on privilege. That would be covered in the attorney-client.
Okay, overruled. I do not have knowledge of it starting or when it started.
What?
Terrence, you told me that it started when they were both municipal court judges, though, correct?
That is incorrect.
Oh, my God. Okay, so this is better than Lifetime Network. This is really good. This is better than, Little Women or any of those shows. And, you know, I've grown to love Lifetime. A whole life without news. I can't wait. I'm excited. All I have to do is get through this next election and January 6th, right, of 2025. Promise? Okay, so here's what's going on today. There's a lot. First of all, you had the big four meeting in the Oval Office to talk about two things only: shutting down the government and funding the Ukrainian effort in Europe. Okay, so you had that. You now have a court proceeding that is going on in Fulton County, Georgia, where you know we get cameras in the courtroom, which is just, it's delightful. It's like... it's taken me way back, everybody. It's very retro. It's very, reminiscent of a time gone by, a simpler time, an easier time, a time where O.J. Simpson was on trial for the murder of, Ron Goldman and his beautiful wife, Nicole Brown Simpson. So, yes, it's very retro for me, and I'm digging it. But anyway, the reason why we're having this court hearing, let me give you some background, is simply because the last time we approached the disqualification portion of the prosecution in this effort. Okay. This is actually Trump's defense. Okay. So Trump is trying to get Fannie Willis removed from the case and claiming that Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade had an affair. They're lovers. You know the whole story, right? And so because of that, they're trying to prove there was a conflict of interest. Well, what was the conflict? So the theory of the case goes something like this. Fannie hired Nathan. Nathan was supposed to be brought into the case for the unique ability he had to bill for hours. He was going to be brought in as an outside attorney, and he would be able to bill the state for his hours as an attorney. You know, and so they would get rich. They would get rich by prosecuting Donald Trump, and they would draw it all out as long as possible. Not just because of the sheer torture that they would be able to, put Donald Trump through, which is not actionable, but because they wanted billable hours. Well, something the media neglected to show you, tell you, record for you, play for you, is that Nathan Wade's hours, his billable hours, the number of hours that he was allowed to submit bills for, was capped. So there was no getting rich that way. But they haven't stopped trying. So now they're going to try one more way to get her disqualified. And this is the way. They're going to say that Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade lied under oath when they both took the stand last time, saying, no matter how hard you try, I am not on trial here. Donald Trump is on trial here. And these 15 defendants are on trial here because they tried to overthrow and overturn the results of a free and fair election in my state, right? Anyway, she testified that her relationship with Nathan Wade began after Nathan Wade started working with her on this case regarding Donald Trump. They brought in the former law partner and the former divorce attorney. He's both. He's two things in one to Nathan Wade. A guy named Terrence Bradley. I don't know how many people remember Terrence Bradley from the last time he took the stand, but the last time he took the stand, it got so deep in the weeds about whether or not Terrence Bradley actually has actionable legal issues and that he should not be somebody that's given much credibility But it got so deep about whether or not Terrence Bradley was going to incriminate himself that they actually, the judge in this case, Mr. McAfee, said, you know what, you people just opened up a bunch of doors. I don't know if I even want to go here. The only issue I have is whether or not anything that Terrence Bradley is saying was protected by attorney-client privilege, because he was Nathan Wade's divorce attorney, and I will take that under advisement privately, and we will reconvene at another date, and we will figure out what is privileged and what isn't. And then I will allow or disallow the questioning of Terrence Bradley. I'm going to play for you the 3 minutes that actually caused all this, okay, of Terrence Bradley, why he left Nathan Wade's law firm in the first place. And this is from the previous hearing that caused this hearing to be postponed and delayed, pending ruling from Judge McAfee about whether or not Bradley had information that was protected under attorney-client privilege.
You left the firm. The firm remained the same as far as other employees, Mr. Wade, Mr. Campbell, as the named partners of the firm. You were the one who left, correct?
That is correct.
And you termed it as a disagreement. You recall answering questions as though you left due to a disagreement. Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
And that disagreement was that there was an allegation of sexual assault by an employee made against you, correct?
Assault.
That is incorrect.
There was not an allegation that you assaulted us, that you sexually assaulted one of the employees in the firm.
That is incorrect, but yes. Yes.
Yes, there was an allegation that you sexually assaulted a member of the firm, correct?
Yes, there was an allegation, yes.
And
okay, so on cross-examination, obviously that's what was going on in that particular clip there from the last time they all got together. Terrence Bradley, under cross-examination by Fonnie Willis's team, had to admit that the reason he left the firm that he, you know, connected him to Nathan Wade, that they had together a law firm, where he also acted as Nathan Wade's divorce attorney, as his, you know, partner, trusted partner, was because it wasn't harassment. It wasn't, sexual, harassment, or it was assault. It was a sexual assault. And he was accused of it. And that is why he left the firm. That is why he left the firm. And the judge was like, whoa, wait a minute. Like, how in the world are we going to, do this now? So the judge had to, say, wait, give me a minute. Let me talk to, Mr. Bradley. Let me find out what's going on here. And then we can reconvene and figure out whether or not Mr. Bradley has any information that's not protected under attorney-client privilege because he was Mr. Wade's divorce attorney. And whether or not Mr. Bradley is even, walking up to a line where he would self-incriminate in my courtroom under oath about something that is not germane to this case, that doesn't apply to this case, but does affect his credibility as a witness, and then we'll all get back together and figure all this crap out. And so that's why there's a hearing today. So Terrence Bradley was brought back today. And this was the buildup last night. The buildup last night was that a surprise witness. Surprise! And we all know who it was.